Well, tensions are again rising in Alice Springs, where a young Indigenous man was hit by a police car last night. The 23-year-old was flown to Royal Adelaide Hospital with head injuries and is in a critical condition. The relationship between police and the community was already strained by the fatal shooting of Kumanjai Walker in nearby Yuendamu last week. Our Alice Springs correspondent Oliver Gordon was at the scene of the accident last night.
Look, I was there after the accident actually happened. I went down to Nicker Crescent in Gillen in Alice Springs, and I saw five police vehicles, and I also saw members of the Territory Response Group, which are a group of critical incident officers. After I was there, I went down to the hospital, where I saw about 40 or 50 people, most of whom were family members, looking on extremely anxiously, looking for information about what had happened to this young man. Eventually, they found out that the patient had sustained head injuries and would be flown to Adelaide. Eventually, someone actually took some footage of the moment where this young person was being transported into an ambulance and where he would eventually be taken in the Royal Flying Doctor Service to Adelaide.
This is my brother who's being flown to Adelaide Hospital.
Oliver, this has happened less than a week since the death of Kumanjai Walker and Yuendamu. Were people at the hospital connecting these two events?
Yes, they absolutely were. Although Yuendamu is about 3.5 hours' drive away from Alice Springs, there is a very strong connection between the people in these two communities. That's often involving family. So, you know, lots of unconfirmed reports about what exactly happened, but there was definitely that connection between what happened to Kumanjai just last week and what happened last night.
And of course, information was very hard to come by in Yuendamu. What have police said about this serious injury to the young Aboriginal man in Alice Springs?
Well, they have confirmed a 23-year-old man has been struck by a police car. They say the man's been flown to Royal Adelaide Hospital in a serious condition. They're saying it happened just before 8:30 last night when officers responded to reports of a man wielding a knife on Nicker Crescent in Gillen, where I was last night. The Southern Region Commander, Brad Curry, says a number of police pursued the man in cars and on foot when the incident happened and that the incident is now being investigated. Here is a little grab of what the police, Alice Springs Police Southern Region Commander, Brad Curry, had to say to ABC this morning.
The male had fled on foot and a officer was attempting to apprehend the male, and it looks like at some stage the male has collided with the vehicle.
So that's the Alice Springs Police Southern Region Commander, Brad Curry, our Alice Springs correspondent Oliver Gordon, speaking to me there.